American imperialism. These were some of the slogans being chanted outside of the U.S. Embassy, downtown Montreal, over the weekend. Sunday, January 4th, about 70 people gathered outside of the United States to Canada Embassy on Stanley Street, downtown Montreal, to oppose America's military intervention in Venezuela. The news broke on Saturday that the United States led a military operation in Venezuela violating international law to capture President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Sheila Flores, and bring them to the United States to face drug and weapons charges. It is estimated that 40 Venezuelans were killed in that operation. This comes after more than 20 military strikes against boats in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean that the United States claims were smuggling drugs. Over 80 Venezuelans have been killed in those strikes, many of them fishermen. U.S. President Donald Trump has stated that the U.S. is going to, quote, make a lot of money, unquote, referring to Venezuela's rich oil reserves. Here in Montreal, local activist Celeste Trianon organized the rally condemning U.S. intervention. Here's Trianon.
We're talking about attacks on sovereignty, which is the foundational building brick of international law. 40 people were killed yesterday morning. 40 people died because the United States decided that their lives were worthless. This is the state of the road right now. We're now living in the rule of the jungle, not the rule of law, nor the rule of human rights.
Trianon and the activists want their message heard in the U.S. Embassy, but also want to see Canadian officials condemn the U.S. action in South America.
Condemn the U.S. Start unpairing our public policy, our foreign policy, from the United States. If it means cutting diplomatic relations, so be it. We need to become an independent state.
At one point, a group of counter-protesters began to shout at the rally, demanding that they, quote, don't speak about Venezuela, unquote. Within the Venezuelan diaspora, the possible removal of President Maduro is controversial, with some celebrating his capture by the U.S. This group of counter-protesters would not speak with CJLO and left the rally after a few minutes. Here is Sandra Cordero. She was attending the protest as a supporter. Here she is speaking on U.S. intervention in Latin America.
Of course, I'm so sad that people are killed. People are killed for oil. The United States has a problematic way of diplomacy. It's not working because they are bullies. They are seen as bullies in the international. In international diplomacy.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello. You're listening to On an Evening. Hold on, I'll just get sorted. My name is Joe. This is CJLO 1690. And first up, we've got We're Not Free by Ego LMA.
Still small voices, you're not free to live. oppressed. Oh, if it were that easy to get us into jail. The money spent on what no one knows. It won't feed our kids, it won't cease fire, and it won't heat up our homes. Oh, is it too much to ask to live with your heart? Is it too much to ask? With God, I mind my business, tend to the earth, and keep a sovereign heart. But then I still small voices. You're not free till everyone else is. You're not free till everyone else is.
October, and she's been dropping a few singles, so I think that there might be some sort of project coming out. There's another one I saw on Spotify, it's coming out tomorrow, so I'm excited for that. But yeah, We're Not Free, Ego LMA. Next up is Mon Adresse by MJAE. Recent discovery on Bandcamp from Montreal.
Toi pis moi, on se connaît déjà bien. Ben des soirées, bar ouvert, after party, quand même très confortable. C'est toujours fun quand je t'engage. Tu sais ce que tu fais, oui c'est évident. Je soutiens ton regard et tu joues plus doucement. Mais faudrait pas. Non, faudrait pas. T'es partie tout seul. T'as pas vu mes yeux se poser sur tes lèvres quand tu parlais. T'es un professionnel, un bon employé. Toutes les choses que je ferais sans m'attacher. Je vais prendre le risque de me vanter. Loin de moi l'idée de comparer. Ce que je peux t'offrir, t'offrir. Rejoins-moi quand la nuit s'achève.
Quand la nuit s'achève.
Je m'emmerde.
Tu sais que je m'emmerde.
Tu connais mon adresse.
Yeah, MJAE, or I guess MJAE, mon adresse. I thought that was really cool. I found that the other day. This episode is a lot of R&B, if you can't tell already. I've been enjoying some of the smoother stuff recently. And next one, I think I played her before, but next one, I've got a new release from Eliza. This one came out, let me check, January 9th. So what's that, 4 days ago? But yeah, Cheddar by Eliza. Hope you enjoy that.
This is Sal here, and you are at CJLO Radio Station.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Riddled Self, Poison Anna.
Revenge and bringing all into good health. Either way,
That one was The Glory. Yeah, The Glory by Prince Josh, who is from Toronto. And before that was Riddled Self by Poison Anna, who I think are from London. But I'm not 100% sure. I feel like I've got quite a few Canadian tracks this week, which is great for my CanCon, the Canadian content. But I don't know. It's always a bit of a mission to try and find new stuff from Canada. I don't want to be playing the same artists all the time, so I'm like constantly trying to find, especially the Canadian stuff, because, you know, I can always go back to my playlists of other stuff, of like from anywhere else. But yeah, so maybe I'm gonna regret playing a lot of Canadian artists this week, because I might not have as many for next week. We'll see. Anyway, next one is off the James K album from last year, Friend. I'm gonna play Doom Bikini. There are a few, I really love this whole album. I listened to it recently. I've seen it talked about online, and a couple of people have recommended me some songs as well from it. But yeah, the whole thing is really, really good. This one is Doom Bikini, but go listen to the rest. That kind of trip-hoppy, electronic, ambient-y stuff that I love. A bit of dancey stuff in there as well, I think. Yeah. Sorry, that was not the most fluid. Those two you just heard after Doom Bikini were God by Mark William Lewis and The Coward Forgets His Nightmare by Chanel Beads. Yeah, Mark William Lewis one, I just recently bought that project. It's Sparkles 22 to 24, which came out like a year ago, but I just recently bought it on Bandcamp because it's not out anywhere else. And I don't know, I was reluctant for so long because it's always intimidating to spend money on music when they're streaming, but I thought it'd be worth it because I love them to pieces. Yeah, what have we got coming up next? Shout out to Sam, by the way. Sam did his dissertation. Hope it goes well. Good luck. Gonna be a long night because what is it now? 3:30, 3:36. Yeah, good luck, man. Yeah, next one is a long song by this band. I think they're also from Toronto. I don't know, another Canadian one. But they're called Little Kid. 7-minute song, so lock in for this one. It's called Dim Light Coming Down. Thank you.
Thank you.
little kid, dim light coming down. I found those guys recently on a radio show. And I think they're really cool. Reminds me a little bit of some of Boy Genius's stuff. That kind of, I don't know, warm. Is it kind of country? I don't know. Genres are so hard. But yeah, next one I'm going to play. I just bought tickets to go and see her in Terrebonne, which is going to be a bit of a mission to get back from after a concert on a Sunday night in the middle of exam season. But you know, it's going to be a venture. There's a few of us going. Yeah, Montreal's own again. Martha Wainwright. This is Far Away.
In some lovely way, I hear your call. Whatever happened to them all? Whatever happened to us all? I know that we've never met before, but that was then, and now I need you more. Is someone here keeping the score?
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come on out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. The first Big M Show is coming up on January 25th at 7 p.m. So get your tickets now to the Big M Show at mileendimprov.ca.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
This one's off Salt's latest album, which came out on Friday as well. Friday, the 9th? The 9th of January. This is Lord Have Mercy. That at the start I said I was playing quite a lot of R&B this week, and I kind of haven't. The next two I would definitely class as R&B though, I think. Next one up is Q with Lavender off the album Forest Green. Q's got a great voice. Also dropped an album last year, I think, which I really enjoyed. I don't know, I find genres so difficult because everything's just an overlap of everything now. Anyway, enjoy the song.
There's something in the air that makes me wanna get closer to you. Might be what you put on your clothes when you wake up in the mornings. Might be the beautiful flower that you pick from your backyard. And to me, that's the best part. I'm playing with lavender, favorite smell on your girl. I love to do what you don't ever get. When it's lavender, all of you feels the air. I'm telling you, you make me feel.
Guys, we're at the end of the episode. No! Thank you for listening this week. Yeah, I started classes this week. I don't know how... Oh, well, I guess everyone's still in exam periods in the UK. I was trying to figure that out. But, yeah. I'm hesitating. I've run out of things to say. I'm sorry. I've been getting better at that. But, you know. Anyway, next up to end the show, I'm going to play a song of Daniel Caesar's most recent album, featuring Bon Iver. This is Moon. If it'll play. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Make sure you're here.
This one. what you call love. Someday I will leave your home. I'll be a man, I'll make my own. And I'll set this world on fire. You can't stop me. There I will.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. That's horrible.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is visiting China, where he plans to discuss trade and international security with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This meeting